All right, folks, I'm going to call this meeting of the Little Calumet River Basin Development Commission to order for Wednesday, December 18th, 2024. Please set your phones on stun and let's all stand for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Nice to see everyone. Thanks for coming out. Mrs. Lambert, happy Wednesday. Will you please call roll?
Present.
Tom Benzecchi.
Present.
Anthony Broaddus. Absent. Sarah Gibbons.
Present.
Dave Castellanos.
Here.
Here.
Robert Ochi.
Here.
Levon Whitaker. Absent. William Baker.
Yes, we have a quorum. Let's roll, people. Next up is approval of the minutes from November 20th, 2024. I'm sure you all read through them. Any modifications, changes, motions? What say you?
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to make a motion to approve the minutes from November 20th, 2024.
There's a motion. Is there a second?
Second.
And a second. Any discussion? Be there none, rebel that I am. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Moving right along. Nice. Next up is the chairman report. Another year under our belt. Thank you very much. Keep in mind, we're here for one reason, a $256 million man-made flood control project that if you do not do the repair maintenance, you see issues like what we saw in September 2008. The reason that we're here and the things that we do are to prevent what happened in 2008, but let's not lose sight of the fact that we're dealing with Mother Nature. If Mother Nature gives us 10 gallons of water for our 5-gallon bucket, we're going to have some issues, but we're far better prepared today than we were prior to September 2008 as a community to make sure we'd be able to handle that to the best of our ability. Also, this is an economic development project. $4 million a year goes into the community by not having to pay federal flood control, federal flood insurance as a part of your government-backed mortgage. That money goes every year back into the community. So as long as we certify this and continue to do what we were supposed to do, that money will go back into the community. I think that's a good thing. Also, I want to let everybody know that since we recommissioned the commission, pun intended, Mr. Wicklund has been the attorney. He's retiring from his law practice. So I just want to take this opportunity to thank him for all of his services in getting us to where we are today. That's enough of me. Next up is going to be the finance report. We need to do the approval of the claims for December 2024. Need a motion, gentlemen.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to make a motion that we approve the claims for December 2024 in the amount of $353,007.33.
There's a motion to approve. Is there a second?
Second. Second.
Any discussion, Mr. Repay? Paying the bills, that's a good thing. Remember when we couldn't do that?
Yeah, I do. 2011. So I'll go through some of the higher ones and we can discuss anything that you need to. Superior Engineering for $25,350 for Marshalltown. That's the last pump station that is going to get the upgrade for the PLC. That was an add-on. All the others, and I guess I could build in, all the other PLCs are being worked on and added on right now. The last one that needs to be put into place is Grant West. So they should be working on that next week besides Christmas. Hopefully we get some warm weather. 39,000, I'm sorry, go ahead.
For the public, PLC.
Oh, it's the main reins of the operation for your pumps.
Motherboard.
I call it the motherboard. I'm sure there's a technical term for it.
How many did we replace?
We replaced Burr North, Grant East, Grant West is in the process, and Marshalltown will be later on this year. And that will replace all of them except for Broadway, and Broadway doesn't run because there's never one. So it didn't seem like logical to spend the amount of money on it.
Does it need one?
Does it run?
Does it run? Well, we have to exercise it as a part of the, we don't, ex, the core doesn't make us exercise it.
We turn it on. It's run 7 hours since 1996 in runtime. And the only time that it runs is when we flip it on and off. And the reason why is when, I don't want to blame anyone, but when NDOT redid Broadway, they created their own pump station and pushed all the water to a pump station at 33rd in Connecticut. Ours is at 33rd and Broadway. We have no water that gets to the station.
The other station.
Correct.
But this wasn't the whole setup that they came and wanted to do the loop around, you know, 5 or 6 years ago, was it?
Yep. When they after Tamarack Hall that got flooded? So we offered them our pump station. They decided to go there.
Happy pump.
Yeah, our pump is still there and available.
Is it compatible with any of our other stations?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
How many are there?
There's two. I don't know the size of them, but I could probably find out. I mean, they're not huge, but we spend more time probably cleaning out the silt on the bottom of them because there is an open top to it so that Mother Nature leaves sometimes get down there and you just do it. I mean, it's very similar to ironwood. Ironwood runs a little bit more than that. But once again, ironwood doesn't have it doesn't have the water. The way that it was designed by our federal partners, I think they did a good job and sit in an office trying to design it. But practicality, ironwood and Broadway have historically, they only run when we bump them every month. I've never seen either one of those run in almost 15 years that I've been here.
Have we come across if there's a process on decommissioning one of those?
Yeah, it's a 408.
Oh,
exactly.
But, you know, it might be worth at least pondering. I mean, it's right now it's just a big boat anchor.
It's just it's a pump station that doesn't do anything.
Copy that.
All right. CNH mowing, that's the fifth cycle for $27,500. Great Lakes Electrical Maintenance, otherwise known as GLEM. They are putting together not only that's pump station inspections, but that's also rewiring the PLCs. So the way that they were designed by Superior Engineering, you still have to go ahead and put the transducers in and attach everything to the SCADA system, which is our way of knowing whether those pumps are running or not. So that's why you see a little bit more from Glenn, who normally just does our monthly inspections, but also, as a part of this, they are now rewiring those stations for the new equipment. Barnes and Thornburg for some legal matters. And that's Superior. Well, I already hit that one. I don't know what else I got here.
Okay.
I think I'm good. Site services is all the site services ones are the remaining holdback money that we did for the trail maintenance. We held back, I think it was 5% on the original contract. We did a final walkthrough and there was nothing that was needed to be fixed. And so we're releasing the payment.
So that means that everything except for the Boulevard west of the state line was done? How much of it is completed or updated as far as the, you know, top coat and
the only thing that's the only part that I can recall missing in Gary is the north segment, which is the north side of the levee.
Uh-huh.
So the Gary south segment is all complete. All of Highland is complete from Klein Avenue to Kennedy, and they have no other system there or trail system, so that doesn't have a matter. And then Hammond is probably the most recent one and hasn't been done, but that's probably going to happen next year. The only part besides that would be Marshalltown, and we have some work going on in Marshalltown and we don't necessarily want to go fix it and then mess it up.
So are we looking at next year to finish that portion of it and the remaining that hasn't gotten the work
likely
just now?
Yeah, likely in Hammond, yes. There's a couple areas that we have new closures that we want to put in, and we don't want to have the construction going on at the same time as trying to, you know, seal coat this thing. So it just depends on the timing if we ever get a 408 approved.
Thank you. Mrs. Lambert, please show that Commissioner Whitaker arrived. Hi, LeVon.
Hello, everyone.
All right, any other questions for Mr. Repan paying the bills? Either or not, we have a motion and a second. Mrs. Lambert.
Yes.
Tom Vazdeckis.
Yes.
Derek Nimitz.
Yes.
Dave Castellanos.
Yes.
Ron Ware.
Yes.
Robert Gochi.
Yes.
LeVon Whitaker.
Yes.
William Baker.
Yes. And the bills. Keep rolling, Mr. Repay, the executive director's report.
Besides what I just talked about, if you guys ever, if I ever come to the idea that you should pay for an expedited 408 review, please throw something at me. We're still waiting on their 408 approval, they being the court's approval for the sandbar, the bank stabilization work, also the ability to bore into the levee in order to test what's inside the levee. You guys signed the contract with BIRC earlier this summer. That information is important for the application that hopefully Gary will be submitting. We are trying once again, or we're going to be trying next again. I'll have an update for you in January to give them an alternative as to what they want like us to do. Their idea of what to do is a little bit, well, it's expensive as heck and unnecessary, according to most. So I'll have an update on that as well. Yeah, so the 408 expedited review, I can't give you an application that was approved since we signed that in the fall of last year.
So nothing happened?
Correct. I hate to admit it, but yes.
Shocking.
All right. We're further talking about the Deep River study that was put on by BIRC. If you guys have read it, we went and dove into a couple of small matters, one being the dam at George Lake or Lake George, and making it a two-tiered system that allows the water to freely go through there during high water events where it hasn't been doing that in the past. So I have some information on that is to show that there has been some decrease in elevation during 100-year rain in the downtown. However, when it gets back to third in Wisconsin, it sort of diminishes, but at least the downtown is better protected, and that is the one that seems to get a lot of water. Also, the area that is just east of Turkey Creek Golf Course, the Harrison Tap, all the way to Broadway, but there's some suggestions on how to improve drainage throughout that entire area that takes in Turkey Creek, Lateral 6. We're going to work with Maryville to see if they want to partner with us on a project there that will be a two-stage ditch that will allow better flow. So we already talked about PLCs. Sad news. Tim Ferguson, who we all know, goes out and helps trap nuisance animals for us. His partner Paul passed away. He had a procedure done and unfortunately didn't make it through that procedure. And so that was, and so he's looking for a new partner. And he was Paul was a great guy. He was always gruff, but he always had fun when we were out there trying to solve the problem, whether it was on Hart's Ditch beavers or the ones hanging out in Gary. So he will be missed, but I guess Tim's trying to train someone new now. I'm interested in that job. No, same with Robert. No. So with that, I know it's Dave's last meeting, so thank you, Dave. Dave's been here since I started in 2010, so it's always been fun conversations. Always want to know how long the meeting was going to last and what to be prepared for, and we did an okay job over the last 15 years getting through this.
Well, thank you, Dan. I appreciate it. Doing the work is easy. It's been nice. You fellas are giving me the work and can't beat it.
How many years have you practicing law altogether?
Well, I'm retiring in entirety now and 50 years.
50 years.
Hard to believe.
It's been a blink of an eye.
The good run is right.
Almost as old as you.
And yeah, it is. It is. And you're cheering for Notre Dame this Friday. Good for you.
Hey.
I have a question.
All right, question for Mr. Repay. Not about the IU top end.
Our friend in Hobart with the private pond with the big beavers.
Yeah. We talked to the city about it. There, it's on them, as you guys told me to tell them. It's up to Hobart to decide. And supposedly he told the city that he's handled it. As you know, we're not allowed on his property. We have no rights to get on his property. So I suppose we could fly a drone over to make sure and see if he did handle it or not. But
That would answer the question, wouldn't it?
Yeah, he do a spillway or something, or what? I mean, yeah. How did he handle it?
He owns, between him and his whole family, they own all the property around it. So, he got rid of the dam. I don't know if that to be true or not.
So it's not impacting anybody that would be upstream.
No, unfortunately, we've been extremely dry this year, so it's hard to tell. We'll know if we are start getting some rain, but.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah.
Any other questions for Mr. Repay? What's going on in the field? We're also getting ready to start the new plan for 2025 and get ready for, putting all those stocks together and getting those ideas put together. So if you have any input on those, type them up and send the email in, please.
We had 5 mowing cycles this year, Dan.
Yeah, 5.
Is that extraordinary or...
We thought
one extra or two extras.
No, it's been 5 the last 2 years. So we were in between. We were in between whether we should do the 5th one or not. It was after November 1st, but then we started seeing warm weather. We're like, we have inspections. Well, at least we think we're going to have inspections in April. That's going to be something that's going to be talked about. The Corps may or may not have money to do a full blown inspection next year of our levees. So we decided to go with the 5th cut. It was warm enough. It wasn't going to cause any rutting. So we did it. And so it was like mid-November where we did it. And it's been the 5th cut now for the 3rd year, I think.
It looks good.
Yeah, it does. And it was growing up in splotches. And I'm like, eh. So we ran it.
I think the 5th cut helps, especially later for the preparation of the inspection.
Especially in the spring, because you don't know what you're going to get in the spring. You can get really wet spring, or you can get – we one time had snow in April while we were doing the inspection. So,
any more issues with regards to the ATVs tearing up the levee and the hunters? Is that status quo? Is it getting any better?
not this past Sunday. The Sunday prior – oh, the conservation officer called me on Sunday morning and told me that he ended up arresting 3 people. I don't see any warrants, who were trespassing on our property in a stolen RV. And then I think he ended up arresting 1 woman later on that afternoon for threatening to burn and chop down trees, or I don't know. So we know that there's hunters out there. We got calls about a person wanting to hunt. We told him no. He called us back again today and asked us, he thought that he found a way to do that. We've explained to him we do not want trespassing for the purpose of hunting. If he'd like to go hunt in the water, he certainly can do that, but he'd have to find a public access point, and also to be cognizant of the fact that you don't want to be discharging firearms so close to an eagle's nest, because that would cause you some federal issues. Now, with all that information, we are having some folks going out there to patrol, especially in light of the fact that we're going to have culvert cleaning going on. And if I have 4 people that got arrested on outstanding warrants, we're going to do it for 1 month to see if we can clean up the operation. We have some dumping on Chase Street. We have some dumping on the area between Clark and Chase that is fresh, new. I don't get it, but... if we can catch one person, or at least they have some sight on someone that's going to look at them, that's a possibility that we can make a deterrent. We haven't had any issues at the natural spring since we checked the cameras. I checked the cameras. Jody probably laughs at me for checking the cameras as much as I checked the cameras. But we haven't had any, knock on whatever this is, issues with vandalism or anything. Besides the hunters and the ATVs and the horseback riding and that type of stuff.
Which is when they tear it up like that, we have to repair it, because that's what it happens is when we have inspections in the spring, we get dinged for all those ruts and all of that damage to the earthen levee.
Correct. And we're actually adding, in working with Cruiswick, the big boulders, which, by the way, that was a great suggestion. I know. I have to give you credit. We're going to add some more to prevent... some of the ways around that they've found, and that as we find them, and it's easy to do now in the winter because you start seeing the tracks a lot easier to get to where they're going. So one of them's off Clark, I'll be honest with you there, and there's a couple others that we're working on.
Thank you. Any other questions for Mr. Repay?
I dressed up for you.
Moving right along. Other issues, new business. Did that. Next up is statements to the board from the floor. My favorite. If you'd like to help us, please come up to the podium, state your name and address. For the record, going once, going twice, bring it back to the board. Let's start with Mr. Ware.
Well, I guess I just want to say wish everyone a Merry Christmas and a holiday as a, however you celebrate it, and a safe and prosperous New Year for everybody.
You, Mr. Whitaker.
Yes, thank you, Mr. Chair. First, congratulations to our Attorney Wicklund on all his years of service in public service and his personal practice. I wish you the best. Thank you and your family. And thank you, everyone, for coming out with your expressions of concerns. And I just hope everyone have a very prosperous and safe Merry Christmas and Happy Holiday and New Year.
Mr. Wyszlinski.
Dave, thank you for serving the commission for as long as you have. And we're going to miss you. And wish you and your family the best.
Thanks very much, Tom.
Your retirement. And I want to thank everybody for coming out and wishing them everybody a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. And we'll see you back here in 2025.
Mr. Gazdecki.
Yeah, I'm going to echo Commissioner Wyszlinski's comments. Thank you, everybody, for coming out. Thank you for all you do. David, thank you.
Welcome.
Love working with this group. I think we're a really strong team. And hopefully 2025, we can get more deliverables. Thank you.
Mr. Nimitz.
Mr. Wicklund, I'd like to thank you for your service. I have enjoyed working with you, and I wish you the best.
Thanks, Gary.
Very nice. Mr. Ochi.
Same, David. Thank you for all you've done, and enjoy your retirement.
Thanks, Robert.
Yeah, we're calling you up every Wednesday. Mr. Castellanos.
Yes, I'd like to echo the same thing that everybody else said about the attorney Wicklund. You did an excellent job. We're definitely miss him. And good luck to those who have to fulfill his shoes when they come on board for our 2025. Meanwhile, I'd just also like to thank all the individuals who came out today for our last meeting for 2024. And I want to wish everybody a happy holiday, happy Kwanzaa, and happy Merry Christmas.
All right. Mrs. Lambert, is this the year? Or is this the month?
So congratulations to Mr. Wicklund on your retirement. It's been a pleasure working with you, and you will be missed.
Thanks, Joey.
Great. Mr. Wicklund, anything else?
No.
Mr. Repay?
I've spoken enough.
Yes, you have. Just to let everybody know, we have a plaque for Mr. Wicklund for his services, so we'll make sure that he gets that so it can be prominently displayed in his retirement home. Unintended. Next up, we have a meeting is January 15th, 2025. Again, check the website as far as where the location is going to be, and I'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second. Discussion, be there none. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Close. Thank you very much. Happy holidays, everybody. Thank you for coming out. Thank you.